You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Well, it is not Maggie Dawn, as it turns out. In fact, it is senior producer Jamie and technical producer Jacob for at least the next couple of minutes. We had a little office studio snafu earlier today, Jacob. So Maggie is right now trying to get into said studio so that she can do a Monday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. This is live radio at its best.
I'm super excited, Jamie. I've never dealt with this situation before because Maggie is always here right on time, so it's never happened.
She is.
I think it's going to be fun, though, because you and I, we get so little time on the air to interact.
We do. So, you know, I don't want to start covering all the big news because that's kind of Maggie's area. And boy, oh boy, let's just be realistic. There's always a lot of news to cover, and we want Maggie's take on that. So let's talk a little bit about the weekend, shall we? What was happening in your world? Anything good in the Kenosha area this weekend?
I have been continuously surprised, shocked, and awed, Jamie, by the fact that in many communities around this great country, Halloween trick-or-treating does not take place on Halloween.
Right. This is true. Now,
it bothers me so much.
Now, did you have early trick-or-treaters or late trick-or-treaters?
We had early trick-or-treaters.
Okay, so like Thursday? They were coming on Thursday?
They were coming during the week. I forget which day it was, but to me, Jamie, I would think that since Halloween's on a Friday, if you're going to reschedule it, wouldn't you put it on a weekend?
I would think so, but I feel like that might just be a ploy to get more candy. I mean, I'm always down for that. I'm not going to argue
that.
With anybody. I'm not arguing with anybody there. If you were out there and you were trick-or-treating a little early or a little afterwards and you got a little extra candy, I'm always down for that. Now, I have to say, did you watch any sports this weekend? Let's talk a little bit of sports here on a Monday, too, because
yes.
Packers fans, that was brutal at Lambeau Field.
There was a lot going on in the world of football this weekend, Jamie, as a Chicago Bears fan, which I don't like to reveal too much on the air because
okay.
I know where my bread is
against you. we won't hold it against you. Just a little, maybe just a little will hold it against you, but not too badly. I mean,
that's
you guys
enough.
Had a great weekend. If you're a Bears fan, you had a fantastic weekend. It was a weird weekend. If you were a Vikings fan, you also had a great weekend. Packers, Lions fans. Yeah, no.
Well, what's going on, Jamie? How are the Green Bay Packers? Because every Green Bay Packer fan has let me know the interesting tidbit that Jordan Love is the same exact age as Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers when they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, I don't believe
the Packers
in those
trade for Micah Parsons. This is the Super Bowl year, Jamie.
If you want to get even weirder, that was strange. But if you want to get even weirder, in 2010, during the illustrious Super Bowl run, Aaron Rodgers, remember that? They also lost Jermichael Finley to an ACL tear early in that season. And then, of course, yesterday, news confirmed this afternoon, Tucker Kraft, Packers fans out for the rest of the season with a ACL tear, which that's a bummer. I mean, come on, even if you're a sports, not a Packers fan, any sports fan can admit that Tucker Kraft was having an amazing year. So a little bit of a bummer yesterday when that happened. But
you hate to see anybody get injured, even if they're from the other team. You don't want to see a guy, especially a young guy, having a really good year like
him.
You don't like to see it. And Jamie, if we're still thinking about the stars aligning and repeating the past, if you want to go back to that Super Bowl year in 2010, Packers need the Bears to make the playoffs so you can beat us again and head to the Super Bowl.
This is true.
Things are coming together.
It was one of those weird days, though, if you're a sports fan. I mean, there was a lot of teams that should have won that got upset yesterday. Is this the time of the year where we're going to start seeing the teams separate from one another? Is that what we're calling it? I don't know. I don't know if that's what we're calling it.
I think the great separation of football teams will take place once the Bears look bad. Because right now we're 5-3 and we're kind of hanging in the picture. But we all know, at some point this year, the Bears are going to fall apart, and that's when, you know, the winners and losers will become clear.
I don't know. I know no Packers fan wants to hear this, but after yesterday, there might be a better chance the wagon wheels start coming off the Packers team. We'll hope for the best though, because they won't play again till Monday night. But I mean, other than a little trick or treating on Friday night, or for you Wednesday, Thursday, you know, all through the week, and then some football yesterday. Kind of one of those quiet weekends. It was a very quiet weekend for our household. Were there any big plans or any big things that you had going on in your world?
The most exciting thing I did this weekend is I came in on Saturday to finish a Don Rosen podcast. That was my exciting weekend event, Jamie.
Very, very, very exciting stuff.
A lot of fun.
And in case you're just tuning in, we have not officially taken over the airways for the Maggie Don Show. Maggie will be joining us momentarily to cover all of the politics news, all of the big story headlines. I am senior producer Jamie Martinson, joined by our incredible technical producer, Jacob Morgan. We had a little studio snafu today, just a wee bit. You know, like when you go to unlock the thing and then it won't unlock and the key cards aren't working and all the codes aren't working. That's essentially what happened today when Maggie tried to get into the studio. So no worries. She will be joining us in a bit. She is on her way to another remote studio where she will join us momentarily. And I promise she's going to give you all of the take and all of the big weekend news, everything that you want to hear. I mean, heck, I've watched her prepare for today's show. There's a lot of good stuff in there. So you're definitely going to want to keep listening. I promise. And she will cover all of the big breaking news.
If I could say, Jamie.
Yes, please.
I don't think you should knock this.
Save me
this,
from myself here.
I don't think you should knock this exciting new JM Squared small news show we're doing. Because I think there's a lot of value here to talking about the not important things that happened this weekend.
I mean, I'm just watching what's happening over on our online comments. I don't know if our, you know, online viewers agree, but sure, we're doing something over here. We're working on it. This is called riffing and vamping at its best, people. If you don't know all of the radio terms, this is exactly what it is right now. Riffing and vamping and buying just a little bit of time until the good stuff actually comes your way. Now, I'm not going to promise anything spectacular. I'm not going to promise anything good, but we're going to do our best to keep the masses entertained throughout the state of Wisconsin until the Maggie Don Show's wheels come back on the bus. Is that how we're going to say it here today?
Yeah. It's just like that song, when the wheels are back on the bus, the show gets going. I love that song. Can I ask you a question, though, Jamie? Because I know
that absolutely.
You seem like someone who really understands the holidays better than I do, because obviously I was deeply surprised by Halloween not taking place on Halloween anymore. I guess I'm a little bit behind the times, but is it time for Thanksgiving decorations or is it time for Christmas decorations? Because I see people putting up the lights, putting up the big inflatable penguin.
Yeah.
And when I question that, I'm told, well, Thanksgiving's just a day. The season is the Christmas season.
Oh, see, I'm a purist. I have to admit, I'm a purist. When I start seeing Christmas decorations go up in stores in, you know, like late July, when I should still be buying my swimsuit and shorts, it panics me just a little bit. So I'm a little bit of a purist. And I believe that if Thanksgiving is an actual holiday, then it should also be celebrated. Now, with that being said, I am not a huge Halloween fanatic. I think the holiday is fun. I'm all for it. It was much more fun when my kids were little because, you know, dressing up, trick-or-treating, doing the family costumes, all that is always good. But I'm a little bit of a purist, so I like to actually celebrate Thanksgiving. And I'm not one who's going to put up my decorations before Thanksgiving, or at least my Christmas decorations. I'm going to stick with the fall theme and I'm going to stick with the pumpkins, probably take down the jack-o'-lanterns, the ghosts, the black cats, and all the spooky stuff. But I'm a little bit of a purist. But, again, it's just like early trick-or-treating. Do what you got to do. I'm not going to knock the habits. If that's what you want, then I'm just not going to come visit you until like the actual holiday season. Just saying.
Sorry, Jamie is not coming to your pre-Thanksgiving parties if you're going to have the wrong decorations up.
I'm not. And I'm one of those people where I had a kid who was born on January 7th. So I was hardcore about my holiday decorations. They went up when my kids were young, the day after Thanksgiving. So Black Friday, not a big Black Friday shopper. I'm more of a Cyber Monday kind of girl. I like my Cyber Monday stuff and Small Business Saturday. That's how I like to do my shopping. Decorations always went up the Friday after Thanksgiving. They stayed up until January 2nd. And I had a very hard out on that, mostly because I couldn't imagine celebrating my kid's birthday with all the Christmas decorations up. I mean, those should not become holiday birthday decorations all at the same time. So I had a hard out on all of that. So it was just always kind of how I did things. Plus, it was a nice goal setting for myself, right? Like, it made me get things done a little faster.
I have loved the proliferation of this new Cyber Monday thing instead of Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. Because everything's Cyber Monday.
I like a good deal and a good meal, Jamie, but I don't like getting elbowed in the face over a toaster at Walmart.
No.
That never really appealed to me, that side of the Thanksgiving holiday. And it seemed ironic that we're like, hey, let's have this great holiday about, you know, togetherness and coming together and thankfulness. And now,
right,
Debbie, you got to get over to that toaster oven before that guy grabs it, because our family rests on that.
I mean, don't you think, though, it used to be a lot bigger thing, the whole going into stores after Black Friday? I think, just like everything else, COVID kind of ruined it, right? It was always a big tradition. You'd see the people lining up. COVID came. All you could really do was shop online. And that was kind of the tradition that we started. Now, I know, just like I'm a purist with the decorations, I know there are still some of those Black Friday, got to get up at the crack of dawn or before, head out and do your shopping purists as well. Kudos to you. I like a nice warm bed on a cold morning, and I like to saunter my way through the Thanksgiving holiday. I like to get up, watch a little football, still in my jammies. It's just one of those things. And, you know, that's the beauty of it. And then Cyber Monday hits, and I can just do all my online shopping, hit those small stores on Saturday, support those local economies. And I am all about that. Just feels like a much nicer pace than taking an elbow to the windpipe on a Friday morning. I think I could find better things to do with my time, Jacob, than elbow to the windpipe on an early morning.
Well, you'd be surprised, Jamie. You know, I was fixing podcasts with my time, so it might be an improvement going out and fighting some lady over a toaster oven.
Who knows? But now my kids are a little bit older, so they really just want the cash. That's really essentially what they want at this point. They don't really want the presents. They want to go find the stuff themselves and shop for themselves. And I'm kind of okay with that. I kind of like that way of doing things. We usually travel over the holidays, though, or at least we try to. So, you know, it's just kind of what we prefer. A few memories instead of material gifts. If you are listening and expecting to hear Maggie Dawn today, I promise she's working on getting into a studio. In the meantime, I am senior producer Jamie Martinson, joined by our technical producer Jacob Morgan. And when Meg comes in, she's going to cover all of the news of the day right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Senior producer Jamie Martinson here, and the wonderful, amazing, way better at covering news, Maggie Dawn. How are you?
I'm back. It's like a weird Halloween postscript. Thanks for stepping up to Jacob and Jamie.
Of course. We have somebody over on watching on social media who's like, I feel like you guys are being held by a hypothetical gun and being told to dance. No, it was not that bad, I promise. But thank you for listening. We're so glad you're here. And I know, instead of me rambling on about the holidays, I know everybody's ready to hear your take on the news. So we will let you take it from here.
Well, it is Sound Off Monday, everybody.
It is.
So it is news that you want to talk about as well as what we want to talk about here on Civic Media's Maggie Dawn Show. And thanks again to Jacob and Jamie for getting us started this Monday afternoon. I came across something that I think is incredibly important to start our day off with this fine Monday afternoon. And that is the fact that, you know, I've been playing sound of Marjorie Taylor Greene in the past few weeks, criticizing Mike Johnson. I like to call him Jack Hole Johnson, who seems to be engaging in the most incredible verbal dexterity, pretzeling dynamics that you could imagine. His excuses for the continuing dysfunction on the Republican side of the House and his excuses for keeping the House in recess, his excuses for not seating a congresswoman from Arizona that needs to be sat, his tap dance, if you will, around the Epstein files. All of this is a near daily occurrence these days. But when another Republican points out how stupid this all is and how heartless and what's really going on, the callousness, the cynicism on the, especially the Republican House side, it is worthy of note. And Representative Thomas Massey did that very recently in detail. And so on day 34 of the shutdown, fast approaching a world record for the days government has been shut down because Republicans, though they apparently want to claim that they, quote, need Democrats, though they could do away with the filibuster, they won't negotiate with Democrats. Isn't that weird? I mean, like, it occurs to me, if you want to say in out of one side of your mouth, Mike Johnson, we need Democrats. And in the other breath, not negotiate with them, not even have the House of Representatives, Republican side of the membership in Washington, D.C., how does it work exactly? The answer is it doesn't work, and that's exactly the point. But let's take a listen. This is a representative. This is a Republican, a Trump-supporting Republican House of Representatives. This is Representative Thomas Massey making it all very clear what's going on.
What Speaker Johnson is doing is unprecedented. Okay. Whenever we've had a shutdown in the past, and I've been through maybe about half a dozen of these, we always still meet because presumably that we're responsible for the shutdown. And so if you're going to get out of this situation, you should be meeting. And also, if you're in the majority, why wouldn't you want to have hearings? Why wouldn't we want to uncover the things that happened during the Biden administration? So he's calling it the Schumer shutdown, but I'm calling it the Epstein recess. He's not only are we shut down, we're in recess. And that's unconventional, unprecedented in the 13 years I've been in Congress. The other thing that Speaker Johnson established a precedent on himself. Until Speaker Johnson had been Speaker, I never had observed this, but he swore into members during a pro forma session. They happened to be Republicans. And now he has no real good reason for why he's not swearing in the Democrat during a pro forma session.
Yeah. In other words, a guy in Mike Johnson's own party just said in an extended interview, Mike Johnson, you're a big old fatty hypocrite with no rational explanation for why you will not conduct business in the House of Representatives. While the House of Representatives, while all those members still get their paychecks and still get like the Cadillac of Cadillac healthcare plans and everybody else is suffering, it defies explanation, which is why you see Mike Two-Step Johnson tap dancing his way through all of these press conferences every day. I don't know why he bothers. Anybody else wonder why he bothers with the press conferences? It seems a little weird to me. Does it seem weird to you as well? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So that, again, out of Speaker Johnson's own party, a big critique. But of course, all of this in context of the big, big news today, in response to not one, but two federal judges telling the Trump administration that all of this nonsense about, oh, we legally can't fund SNAP. Both judges saying, of course you can. That's a contingency fund is literally for this precise situation, despite the fact that Russell Vogt's Office of Management and Budget chief legal officer, a Trump lawyer, told the U.S. Department of Agriculture back in May, guidance which was posted on the USDA's own website until, oddly, September, that yes, indeed, you can fund SNAP benefits. The Trump administration today acknowledging that they will fund SNAP benefits, at least in part. Now, folks, if you rely on SNAP benefits, it might take a few weeks, so please be very, very cautious about your anticipation here. We're going to talk about this Mark from Sussex, one of my conservative friends on the text line, just hammering away, sign the CR. No, sir. Not without solving the problem of the ACA subsidies. Why won't Republicans negotiate? You tell me, folks. Mark, give me a call. Stop texting. 855-752-4842. All you fine people can continue to text. But Mark, unless you got something new, get on the horn and have a debate with this gal, Maggie Dawn, your lady lawyer and economist on the air. We continue to dig in to the shutdown on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back, everybody, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to get to some state news in short order here, but I had to start with the big news about SNAP, of course. Trump administration saying today they will follow, oh my goodness, big shock here, follow two federal court rulings from last week saying, yes, of course, you can use the contingency fund of billions and billions of dollars because Congress created it specifically for emergencies where people need to eat. So those funds are going to get flowing, not a full SNAP benefit for November, but in part. The administration said it would provide details to states on Monday on calculating what the per household partial benefit would be. The process of loading SNAP cards may take a few weeks. So again, please stay tuned. We will continue to provide updates. We've got lists of food banks all across the listening area here on the Civic Media Radio Network on our website. You can find those in our show notes. Let's go to the phones. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Hi, Jenny from Madison. You're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Welcome. What you got for us this afternoon? Are you there, Jenny? Am I just not hearing Jenny, or do we not have Jenny? Somebody let me know. We do not have Jenny. Jenny, if you're there, it's me, Margaret. Ho, ho, everybody remembers that old one. Join us if you would like to. Jenny, we'll try again. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Sue from Franklin. Republicans will not be true to their word and continue the subsidies for the ACA if Dems sign a CR in a partial deal. Why should Republicans be trusted? Great point, Sue from Franklin. Republicans, who are the ones, of course, in the big brutal bill, who took away the subsidies. Why should anyone trust them to put them back? And Sue, you have quite a timely sense for the news, because Axios and other outlets are reporting in this hour that Representative Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska, Tom Suozzi, Democrat of New York, and Jeff Hurd, a Republican from Colorado, alongside Josh Gottheimer, a Democrat from New Jersey, have released a broad outline for a potential compromise extension of the ACA tax credits. Hey, look, Mike Johnson, someone who's not called the speaker is actually trying to lead. The Republican conference on the House side. The enhanced premium tax credits would be extended for 2 years with a phased out income cap for those making between $200,000 and $400,000 a year. Anybody else worried that Republicans take credit for this one? It seems to be a pattern, does it not? Republicans do something that amounts to welfare for the wealthy and mega corporations. They create a huge steaming pile that's going to crush the middle class. Democrats make all kinds of policy recommendations. Republicans claim that they have some, but don't ever actually propose any. And eventually, there's some like half measure deal cut and Republicans take credit for it. It smells a little bit like that. What do you think, folks? 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Happy Monday afternoon, my friend. What you got for us?
Yeah, well, it seems to me that since the Germans actually established a form of national health care back in 1883, then have gradually improved it over the decades, you know, setting aside the fact that, you know, what happened in Germany in the middle of the century. I mean, but they have national health care over there. Every other country, every developed country on the planet has some form of national health care. Even Switzerland has a method of providing national health care, even though it's largely privatized. Why can't we produce that today? I mean, that, and as far as this, we can't get the benefits out there to the people right away. For God's sakes, we can blow bolts up in the Caribbean at the drop of a hat,
right,
with no evidence at all, or at least presented evidence. They can't do this overnight with getting the money on people's cards. That's nonsense. I mean, I get overnight transfers all the time when I get, right, when I get my pension paid or my Social Security payment. It appears overnight. For them to do this, it's just another delay, and they didn't delay at all getting a big, huge, like you said, trillions of dollars of tax benefits to the top fraction of 1%.
Fraction of 1%. Thanks so much, Mark. If you want to join our conversation this afternoon, 855-752-4842. I want to talk about, I mean, all of this is incredibly rich, pardon the use of the term, given that Donald Trump legit held a yay, we're rich party at Mar-a-Lago this past weekend. Did you hear about this? He threw a Great Gatsby-themed Halloween party, complete with dancers in, you know, 10-foot-high champagne glasses and, like, showgirls in the hole, and Jeanine Pirro dressed up and everybody in their tuxes. How utterly cruel, careless, unconcerned, but mostly totally unaccountable do you have to be to hold a Great Gatsby party, a book that is about American classicism, on the weekend that SNAP benefits run out? And oh yes, there's this other artifact, like the Great Gatsby comes out of the Gilded Age, the time of the robber barons and steel trusts and the Rockefellers and the Astors, right? That's what Donald Trump wants us to go back to. This is his obsession with tariffs. But what, how possibly cold do you have to be to hold a party that celebrates rich people being rich when Americans are worried about what they've got to eat? Or whether they're going to eat. It's truly shocking. But here's Mike Johnson finding his way to whine about all of this, whine about being called out by members of his own party, whine about the fact that he's had House Republicans on vacation for weeks and weeks and weeks. Here's him whining about gaslighting, Jacob, if you will. This is cut one. Unreal.
There is such a staggering amount of gaslighting and false information that Democrats are engaging in right now.
It literally comes out of your mouth every single day, Mike Johnson. I've debunked every which way I can on this show every time someone calls me from the right end of the spectrum with some nonsense about the shutdown or about the ACA subsidies or about what is legal and illegal in this country when it comes to folks who are undocumented getting health care. Hint, it is illegal for undocumented people to get any kind of Medicare, Medicaid, ACA act. That's not legal. The only way they can get any kind of health care is through EMTALA, which is 0.4% of the entire Medicare budget. And that includes all service, health service that's provided via EMTALA, whether documented or citizen. So it's a fraction of that percent. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Ron from Milwaukee, what'd you make of the Great Gatsby party? Like, hey, we're rich and you're not. How gross.
I think also it's been pointed out elsewhere that apparently Trump doesn't know that in the book, the protagonist doesn't end up well. Does not, you know, he comes to an unkind ending. And in the meanwhile, he's a ladies man who's running around through women left and right, spending his money. I mean, you know, it's almost like a a Musk of the 1930s, you know. So, but my other point is, there's really getting to be some interesting analysis across the spectrum of these guys. And one position is that the conservatives and Republicans know that most of what they're saying is lies. They know that most of the people on food assistance and cash assistance and everything else aren't immigrants, aren't illegal immigrants, are working Americans, and they don't care because they think if you're a working American and you're taking money from the government, then you're lazy. You know, you're taking something that doesn't belong. You shouldn't need it. And meanwhile, of course, if you're a billionaire, you can take all the money you want, like in subsidies from them. You know, they just treat themselves differently. They're the privileged.
Yeah, it's Ron, you raise a very interesting point. And let's just think about this for a moment. And folks, if you want to join the conversation with Ron and I, Nancy and Charles are queued up on our phone. Call line 855-752-4842. I don't know anyone who is in need of SNAP benefits that doesn't have a job. And I have been talking to people that I know about this or that didn't work for the majority of their lives and are now disabled or partially disabled or caretaking for someone else in their family full time. The only people that I have ever known in my life who are lazy are the children of the ultra wealthy. Now, I'm not saying every single one, but the laziest fellow students I've ever known when I was in college and graduate school that wanted to, you know, read off my homework. It wasn't the kids of working folks who had loans themselves or who parents took out loans or even who had parents that saved very diligently to send their kids to school on their parents' dime. It is the kids with the trust funds. That's who is lazy. That's who wanted to read off my homework. When I was a working stiff lawyer in New York at big fancy law firms, the biggest shirkers, the biggest do-nothing, FaceTime-oriented, I'll move papers around my desk and glad-hand my way through this job when everybody else is given blood, sweat, and tears, were the kids that had trust funds whose dad knew the partner that they worked for. The only people I have ever met in my entire life who have lived lives of leisure while providing nothing to their communities, and I mean nothing, are the children of the ultra wealthy and the grandchildren of the ultra wealthy. You ask any wealth manager, somebody that works exclusively with the ultra wealthy, and you ask them about, tell me about your theory of how generations work. You know, there's the folks that start the business and they're very, very smart and lots of creativity. And that every wealth manager, everybody that works in a family office for an incredibly wealthy dynasty of people will tell you the laziest people they know are the children and grandchildren of the ultra, ultra wealthy. You know, the leisure class. Folks, when we come back, we're going to go back to the phones. Nancy's up next, then Charles, and you can join us as well. 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you're listening to Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn, and it is Let Them Eat Cake Monday. It is Fiddling While the United States Burns Monday. It is A Little Party Never Killed Nobody, F. Scott Fitzgerald Great Gatsby Day here on The Maggie Dawn Show. Donald Trump literally partied the night away in glitz and glamour as Americans worried about whether or not they would have enough money to get food. I don't know what this weekend was such a perfect encapsulation of everything that is wrong with the far right right now. And I want to be extremely clear about this. I do not believe, and I can only speak for myself here, that we need to be going after folks that have worked hard their entire lives to try to have a dignified retirement. People that have worked super hard to hopefully give their kids a university education without the burden of student debt. People that may want to help their children buy their first home. I'm not talking about anybody who has actually had to worry about money, or small or medium-sized business owners that worry about making payroll. That's not who I'm upset with. I'm upset with the billionaire class, with Donald Trump, who is monetizing the presidency of the United States to increase his wealth by $2 billion since January alone, according to Forbes magazine, whose organization, the Trump Organization, made in total, in the entirety of 2024, a measly $84 million in net income. But just through June of this year, the Trump Organization has made $860 million. That is out loud corruption. I'm mad because of all of these things. I'm mad at the ultra, ultra mega rich. Shouldn't we all be a little bit ticked off? You can't work yourself to becoming a billionaire. Isn't the real problem the fact that while Jeff Bezos and George Soros and Elon Musk and the Walton family all got major tax cuts this past summer, they pay people's wages that are so low that they have to get food assistance? Isn't that the problem? Nancy from Madison, thanks for waiting. What you got for us this afternoon?
Hi, Maggie. Kind of like talks about the Let Them Eat Cake. On Halloween night in my neighborhood, which is a middle-class neighborhood, nothing fancy, some neighbors got together and grabbed a whole bunch of different donations of canned goods and soup and packaged foods and handed that out during trick-or-treaters along with brochures about where to get food and had bags ready for people, for especially parents, if they needed something. And then my next door neighbor handed out Top Ramen noodle packets, and the kids were all excited. And we had several people that would come up to us and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You don't know how much this means to us. And I know there are other neighborhoods in the Madison area that did the same thing as I saw on some social media, but it just made me so angry that night. You know, you have this love and community support, and then seeing those photos and videos from Mar-a-Lago is so disgusting. And it is. It's like, let them eat cake. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Nancy. Thanks for sharing your neighborhood story. Thank you for caring about what goes on with your neighbors. Just because I can, I'm going to squeeze this in. Hey, CJ, what do you say about the president's big old Great Gatsby party on the very weekend that SNAP benefits rolled out? At least optically a little weird. You can admit of that, right, my friend?
Well, you know, he can do more than one thing at once. And
I mean, let's just, I just want to stick with the imagery, CJ. Let's just stick with the imagery, CJ. This is what I'm talking about right now. So we're going to stick with the party at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Can you at least admit that is an extraordinarily bad taste?
It's so hypocritical of your party and yourself.
What are you talking about, CJ? I am talking about the party in Mar-a-Lago.
Of course you are.
You have
to put me in a box again.
Okay, here we go. Because, CJ, you will not get on the air if you cannot stay on topic and have a discussion with me about the topic that I've selected for the radio show this afternoon. I'll give you a fair shot. I think step one for anyone, and I have criticized the Biden administration. I've criticized other Democrats on this program. I frankly do so with some regularity. I'm going to actually do so in the second hour. I will draw objection with one of Governor Evers's vetoes. But if I can't even get CJ or Mark from Sussex or some of our other, I want to believe well-meaning conservatives to say it's in bad taste for the president to throw a Great Gatsby party on the weekend that people that their SNAP benefits were running out. That shouldn't be a hard criticism to make. You can say, oh, but yeah, that was in poor taste. But all these other things, if you can't even admit of the thing that is so patently obvious, that is not really up to debate, that a great Gatsby party when Americans are worried about having food on the table is not a good look. I don't know what more there is to, I mean, it's kind of like, are we existing in the same realm of reality together or not? 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Hey, Charles, we got to take care of a little business here, but you're going to have the first crack on the other side when we come back. So stay on the phone. Carmela from Milwaukee, you're up next. We got a caller from 608, Michelle, she's up next. You should join us too, 855-75-CIVIC. And here's the thing, when we come back after the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you some sound of Republicans saying the quiet part out loud when it comes to their let them eat cake philosophy. Didn't end so well for Marie Antoinette, as I remember. We'll discuss more on the other side on this Monday Sound Off edition of the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.